Tonight we're going to talk about Alachot of Mukseh, Alachot of Mukseh is not an easy Alachot, it's a little complicated. In order to understand them properly, I want to give you the categories that the Alachot of Mukseh have, and we're going to go through each one. I'm going to give you examples, what's considered what, and Be'ezrat Hashem we should be able to understand at least the foundations of Alachot Mukseh. First of all, what is the Mukseh? Alachot Mukseh is not one of the Ramatan Melachot. It's a Isur Gezerat and Rabbanon. Rabbanon Chazal made a Gezerah of Mukseh, and the reason is two reasons. One is that some Rishonim say Chasha Shema Yabul Lidem Melechet Otsa'ah. They made a Gezerah that if you are so comfortable with touching everything you want to touch, eventually you're going to come and do otza'ah, you're going to carry outside. Therefore Chazal said, don't be comfortable with everything around you. We have to be careful what you are touching, what you are moving around, and what you are displacing. This way you are not going to come to melechot otza'ah. Rambam says the reason is that Chazal, the Gemara says shelo yeh iluchach b'shabbat ki iluchach b'chol, that your Shabbat, ways of Shabbat, it should be different than the ways of Chol, and lo sichat Shabbat ke sichat Chol. The way you talk on Shabbat also should be different the way you talk during the week. The pasuk says in the Meir Daber Davar, we learn from that the Diburcha b'Shabbat is different than Diburcha b'Chol. But Rambam says, kal v'chom e'sher yetiltol v'Shabbat ketiltol v'Chol. It says if you cannot talk the same way you talk on Shabbat, therefore and during the week, for sure you cannot touch, move stuff the way that that you move during the week. Should be different things. But therefore, according to Rambam, the reason for not touching Mukseh is that you should have the same way you're talking. Your talk is different. Same way Your walking is different. You cannot run on Shabbat. Every part of you is different on Shabbat. The same way it should also be that you cannot touch everything you can touch. You cannot come move anything you want to move. And your behavior should be different on Shabbat than during the week. And therefore, Isur Mukseh comes from that. That's why, according to Rambam, Chachamim made the Gezerah Nelachot Mukseh. There are four different types of mukseh around. Mukseh mechamat gufo, mukseh mechamat chisaron kis, keli shemelachto leisur, keli shemelachto leheter. There are four different types. And we are going to talk, to go through each one of these four categories, and we're going to give you, Be'ezrat Hashem, I'm going to try to give you guidelines, how to go about each one. And you're going to understand if you come across an object, you should know what is that object, what category is that object, and through understanding what category that object is, then you will know in what cases you are allowed to move it, what cases you are not allowed to touch. The first one, which is the most common one, is Kelei Shemelachto Leisur. Kelei Shemelachto Leisur means any kli, any vessel that the job of that kli is to do melechet asura. The kli, that the job is to do things that is not proper on Shabbat. According to this, Shulchan Aruch says that the kli shemelachto leisur, the only way you are allowed to move it around or to touch it is the sorech gufo, the sorech makomo. Right? If it's not the sorech gufo, the sorech makomo, you are not allowed to touch or to move. What is Sorech Mekomo, Sorech Gufo means? Sorech Gufo means that the melacha of that, let's say you get a needle. A needle, what do you do with the needle? You sew with the needle, right? You want to use that needle to do a melechet muteret Shabbat. That's the Sorech Gufo. And I was using the goof After vessel, which is the vessel, is the kli shemelachto leisur, but you want to use it for melacha muteret on Shabbat. That's what's going to go from it. Sorach makoma means that, let's say, the nidoch sitting on this table, you want to use that table to eat. You are allowed to move that nidoch, you are allowed to change its position, and you are allowed to do that. That's considered, that's the sorach makoma. You need the makom, you need the place that mukse is sitting on, and you want to use it for something that you needed on Shabbat. What is considered kelesh malachtol deisu? Any kli, any vessel that the job of that kli is to do melacha asura min haTorah or midrabanan is considered kelesh malachtol deisu, which is, as example I said, a needle. A needle would be midoraita, it's considered kelesh malachtol deisur, because needle, the job of a needle is to sew with it. That's considered kelesh malachtol deisur midoraita. Midarabanan, a wallet, right? A wallet is considered kelesh malachtol deisur midarabanan. Now, what can you do with a needle that is mutar? You could take a needle, let's say, and make a hole. Instead, you want to eat with that needle, right? So you want to put it inside a watermelon and take watermelon. That's considered kelesh malachtol deisur, and you are allowed to move it. The zorach gufo. That's zorach gufo. What is zorach mekomo? Zorach mekomo means that this needle sitting on the table, you cannot leave it there because we have children around, and you want to eat on that table. You are allowed to remove that needle, because you need the place of that needle. Another example would be a fan. A fan is considered kelesh malachtol deisur because the way the fan works, you have to hook it up to the wall, it works with electricity. And that's considered kelesh malachtol deisur. Now, if you want to move it around, let's say getting blow that is not a melacha asura, right? Let's say the fan is directed in one direction. You want to change the direction to yourself. You are allowed to do that, right? The reason you are there, because getting blown at, that's not a melacha asura. Or let's say the fan is sitting here. Everybody is sitting there. You want to pick the fan up and put it there. You are allowed to do that. That's the sorach mekomo, which also you are allowed to do that. But if the fan is not working, then you cannot do anything with it, because there's not the sorach gufo involved with bichlal. The sorach gufo is that the fact that it's working, you want to get it to work in a mutardike manner. But if it's not working, what point is to move it? Then the sorach mekomo comes to play. Let's say they have the fan sitting in the middle of the table. You want to have a lunch there. You are allowed to move it in order to have lunch. Now, what about if you have a kelish malachtol leisur that does not have, we cannot use it for anything mutar? What would be the example of that? A camera. A camera is kelish malachtol leisur. But what can you do with a camera on Shabbos, which is mutar? Nothing. There's nothing can be done. Or a telephone. Let's say a telephone, your cell phone, sitting, the cell phone doesn't have a watch, it's a cell phone, it's a complete phone, sitting on the telephone, in the table, and you want to eat in that table. That is not the kelesh malachtol deisur, right? What is it? It's the mamash mukse, which would be the mukse mechamat gufo. Mukse mechamat gufo is a different halacha than kelesh malachtol deisur. Mukse mechamat gufo means that the mukse has no benefit in a mutardike way on Shabbat that it could be used in a mutardike way. That's what, therefore, the halacha, it's a lot of people make a mistake on this type of thing. They think anything that is not movable, it becomes the category of kelesh malachtol deisur. That's not true. Kelesh malachtol deisur has to be something that you could use it in a mutardike way on Shabbos. If you cannot do that, then that's not considered kelesh malachtol deisur. That's mukse mechamat gufo, which is totally different halacha than kelesh malachtol deisur. Therefore, if you have a cell phone sitting at the table, or you have a camera, or videotape, or TV, or a DVD player, or anything like that, sitting in the middle of a table, that does not have a din of kedusha v'achtar isur, and therefore the heter of lesorach gufo or lesorach mekomo would not apply to this mukse. There's a different halacha which we are going to get to that. Now, another principle of kedusha v'achtar isur is kedusha v'achtar isur has to be a kli. If it's not a vessel, if it's not a kli, it does not have a din of kedusha v'achtar isur. Which is, what would be the example for that? Wood, firewood, right? Let's say you want to make a fire. You have this wood are piling up in your room, and you want to sit in that spot. That is not kedusha v'achtar isur. That's mukhse mechammat gufo again. That is, there's nothing kosher, there's nothing mutartik you could do on Shabbat with that. Therefore, you cannot use it for anything for Lesorach Mekomo. Or another example would be a bottle of gasoline, or you have soap. Soap is not it's a mukseh, but it's not mukseh. It's not a kelishu l'achtal leisur because soap does not have a din of a kli. Understand? You cannot move with it for Lesorach Mekomo. Or let's say you have something that doesn't have, it's not a vessel. What would be another example of that? Shampoo. Right? A shampoo is not kedusha v'achtar isur. It's mukseh mechammat gufo. The laws would be different. Now, if a kli, let's say, on that moment, you don't need it. Right? Let's say that the fan. The fan, today, you don't need the fan to blow at you, but still at the din of kedusha v'achtar isur. It doesn't mean that you have to be you mamash need it on Shabbos in order to become kedusha v'achtar isur. Kedusha v'achtar isur is that the vessel as a din of a kli, and that if that, and the fact that it could be used for butar the kevoy on Shabbos, even though that you don't need it in that particular Shabbos, still has a din of kedusha v'achtar isur. But hold the question. You are allowed to remove or move kelishim l'achter le'isur in order for children to play. That also is considered the sorach gufo. That also would be something that is needed on Shabbat. Now, one should not use kelishim l'achter le'isur if you have a mutardike way to do it. For instance, a classic case everybody brings, the case of hammer, right? Hammer, they could use it because it could break a walnut with it. But what about if I have a walnut cracker, I don't need a hammer. And I'm not allowed to use that hammer, even though that halachically is mutar to use the hammer to crack a walnut, but if I have a walnut cracker, why am I using that for? It is not something that is mutar like everything else, and even though the sorach for the sorach mekomo is mutar, but that's only mutar if you have no other way of doing it. It's not a blank heter that you could do whatever you want because a hammer is you are allowed to crack a walnut with it. Also, one is allowed to use kelish l'achtar leisur for your friend. Even though that you don't need it, that the fact that your friend needs it, that also is considered kedusha v'achtar isur, that the sorach gufo of somebody else, that also is mutar, but not the sorach goy. If it's not for a Jew, you are not allowed to use it. But you are allowed to use kedusha v'achtar isur, the sorach of your animal. Let's say you have a dog, right? And the dog belongs to you, and that dog needs something from a kedusha v'achtar isur, the sorach gufo of an animal. That also is considered the sorach gufo, because that belongs to you and you need to take care of him on Shabbos. One is not allowed to use kedushim l'achtar isur, the sorach of Motzei Shabbos. It has to be mamash the sorach Shabbos in order to do it. Now, what is considered the sorach mekomo? The sorach mekomo means that either you need that place to eat or you want to sit in that place, or you want to put something in that place. In any of those cases, it's considered kalisher lachto leisur lesorach mekomo is mutar. Now, let's say you don't need to sit there, you don't need to put your stuff there, and you don't want to eat there, but you want to walk there. Right? That's something in the middle of the way. Right? That also is considered lesorach mekomo. You are allowed to do that also. Now, the example of that would be that sometimes you have your dryer dried your clothing before Shabbos. You forgot to close the door. The door is mukse, right? You want to walk, and the door is in the middle of the way. You are allowed to close it in order to walk through. Now, the drawers also, it's considered kedusha b'lachta leisur because of the stuff that's in them. Sometimes if they open the drawers in the kitchen, they don't close them. If you don't want to walk through, and you know your kid cannot walk through, they're going to bang their head, and somebody's going to get injured, you are allowed to close the drawers also in order to avoid anybody getting injured. Now, one is not allowed to use kalisha melachto leisur because you want to organize your room. Let's say you're coming to your living room, right? And the stuff are sitting in the middle of the living room. I want to say, well, I can't leave everything like this. Yeah, it's not nice, right? You got the hammer. You got I don't know what. There's so many other stuff that are sitting on your living room. Forgot to give before Shabbos. And you want to sit on just sit on the floor, not bothering anybody. You don't need the place to sit, you don't need the place to walk, and it's not dangerous for anybody. You just want to clean up your living room. That you are not allowed to remove. That's not considered a sorech mekomo in order to clean your living room for that purpose. It has to be something that is not much needed to sit, to eat, or to walk. Other than just the sorech of organizing, that's not a good reason to move or to touch a kelish or achal isur. Now, a lot of times people they set up their alarm clock on their cell phone. They forgot to turn it off. Right, Shabbos morning the cell phone goes on. Are you allowed to pick it up and take it to your cannot? Obviously, you cannot turn it off. But can you take it to another room or hide it under a blanket or something or somewhere else that the alarm clock doesn't bother you or somebody else? Now, as I said before, the cell phone, if as the din of kedushim lachto leisur, it could do it. If it doesn't have a din of kedushim lachto leisur, then you cannot do that. Now, the cell phones today, because they have clocks on them also, they have a din of kedushim lachto leisur. And there was a lot, you could use your cell phone for the purpose of looking at the time, right? Then it does have a din of kedushim lachto leisur. If it has a din of kedushim lachto leisur, then you could move it, take it somewhere, and hide. But if it doesn't have that use, then it would be Muqsam Muhammad Gufo, which you are not allowed to do that. Now, anything that you are allowed to remove or to touch or to replace, if you are allowed to do that, Lasura Gufo, Lasura Makomo, you don't have to do it Klachar Yad. You don't have to do it indirectly. You could just pick it up, put it away, and it's not a problem. And then indirectly is for different reasons. If you are halachically, you are allowed to do that, then you don't have to use your elbow, you don't have to use your feet, you don't have to shake it or whatever it is. So just directly move it and put it away. Now, the question is, let's say you pick something up. You were allowed to do that, pick it up. could you just take it anywhere you want, or you just have to pick it up and throw it down right away? Right? What is the gevul of that? How far can you go with that? With the kelishim lachta leisur. La alacha is that really could take it anywhere, put it the first safe place that it could put down. You don't have to drop it the first opportunity that you have. And also, I want to eat here. I'm picking this up. Take it to the kitchen, put it in your office or somewhere that is safe, and leave it there. Don't have to throw it down. Now, let's say you didn't know the halacha. You picked something up, you saw the skeleton of Achta Le'isur, picked it up, and said, "Oi, I made a mistake, I saw the skeleton of Achta Le'isur." Right? What should you just drop it down right away? Or you could take it and put it somewhere that you have it already, you don't have to drop it down. That are the machloket haposkim. Some say that once you find out that it's not going to shachlan, you didn't have a heter, to move that you have to drop it right away. Some say while you are moving it around, then you could, the first opportunity that you have to put it somewhere, you should put it there. That, again, if it's something that you cannot leave it in the middle of the road, or you cannot leave it in the middle of the floor there, then put it, you could take the first opportunity you have, you could put it down. Let me give you a few examples of what's considered kelishim melachto leisur. One thing that I see a lot of people are not aware of it is empty pots. Empty pots and pans is considered kelishim melachto leisur, because nobody eats from empty pots or pans they made for cooking, right? Therefore, if you have an empty pots and pans, you are not allowed to move it around. But if let's say you use your empty pots and pans for storage, then that's not considered halacha leisur. But if you're using those only for cooking, then they have a din of keli shemelachto leisur. The same thing with baking pans. Baking pans also would have the same halacha, or the cover of the pots, they have the same halacha. They all have din of keli shemelachto leisur. Hot water urns, if there are waters in them, it's fine. If it's not, there's no water in them, they also have a din of keli shemelachto leisur. If you have a watch, right, that they have a computer on them, they have a din of keli shemelachto leisur. And, they don't have the other keli shemelachto leisur, because you're using most, the purpose of that is really for the watch. Computer is tafel. It's not the main part of that watch. Then it's not that doesn't have a din of keli shemelachto leisur, that din of keli leter, could move it whichever way you want to move it around. Another idea, another thing that is really considered keli shemelachto leisur, newspapers. If you have newspapers that the idea of using that newspaper is for the advertisements. And there was the purpose of a lot of newspapers today. They got 5 pages for reading, 20 pages advertisement. Those have a din keli shemelachto leisur, because the purpose of that newspaper is really for you to buy stuff, and does not have a din of a newspaper. But if you buy a Modia or Yated or Mishpacha, all these newspapers, they are fine. You could use them on Shabbos, not a problem. But one has to make sure that they don't read the advertisements, put the advertisements away, and they don't have a din of keli shemelachto leisur. But any other newspapers that New York Times, let's say, or Washington Post, anything like that, they have a din of keli shemelachto leisur, because basically a lot of people look at them. There's a lot of advertisements, and people look at their advertisements, and their main reason they buy them is for advertisements. Toys are not considered keli shemelachto leisur. They fine, could move them around whichever you want, as long as they don't work with a battery or electricity, then it's not a problem. You could move them around. But any toys that make noise, or when you move them around, they have a noise with them, then they have a din of keli shemelachto leisur, and it has to be treated properly. A computer bag, even though that the computer is not in it, it's considered a machtele isur. Because the old idea, the old reason of that computer bags are for storing computers, and if there are not computers in them, there's nothing you can do with them. It's useless. And people don't use computer bags for anything else except storing computers. Therefore, it would be a problem. Would be even some might say even basisa davar asur. That's bigger problem. Which see if you could get to that. But for sure, as a din of kinesh machtel isur. Umbrella has as a din of that. Bicycle, telephone book, matchbox, cookbook. A cookbook also has a din of kinesh machtel isur. Therefore, one has to all these things. Then one has to make sure that if you are moving them or touching them, is the surah gufo or the surah makomo, that you have to be sure that you're using it for that purpose. Can opener, as I said last week, the machloket aposkim, if one allowed to use cans, if you want to be maker to open cans, then as I said last week, you are allowed to use a can opener. The can opener is not a kelishim rachtol, it says mutar, you could use a can opener. That if you hold that you cannot open cans, the can opener would be kiddush machtel isur. Therefore, you could only move it around the surah gufo, the surah mukoma. Kiddush machtel heter means you could use it in any form or shape that you want to. There's anything like, and there was even not the surah gufo, the surah mukoma. You want to just move it around in your house for any purpose, you are allowed to do that. What would be the examples of that? Forks, knives, cups, glasses, spoons, anything like that, you are allowed to move them around. Or, let's say books. Books are considered kedush machtel leheter. You could move them around whichever way you want. Or your glasses, your jewelry, your watches. They all consider kedush machtel leheter, and you could move them around whichever way you want. The third category is keli mukseh mechamat chisaron kis. Mukseh mechamat chisaron kis means that there are some utensils, some vessels are so expensive that you don't want to put them anywhere, like computers, like your laptops. You don't want to leave your laptops anywhere. You're so careful with them. You take them, you always put them somewhere. You don't want anybody to touch them without permission. They have a din of mukseh mechamat chisaron kis, and the halacha for that is that is asur to move them even lesorech gufo, lesorech mekomo. You are stuck. If you have your laptop sitting in the middle of the table on Shabbos and you need that table to eat your lunch or your Friday night dinner, you cannot move that laptop. That's you have to be very careful.
Could move the table
with that side, but you cannot move that thing. What you can do, you could turn the table.
That's what I'm saying. Move the table.
And turn the table and let it fall, but it breaks, so you cannot move them, right? That depends. Is your Friday night dinner is more important or your laptop? That's a different child. That I'm not deciding on that one. A violin. Let's say you have an instrument that you play with, a violin that also is considered uksem hamad chisaron kis. Which also, that also, if you are you left in the middle of the table or in the middle of the kitchen or in the living room or your couch, you cannot move them to sit there or to use it for anything. You're stuck. You have to turn the table or couch around to get rid of them. Now, this idea of hakbada, that how much is important, it does not have to do with derech haolam. In other words, if to you your laptop worth nothing, then you could take your laptop, put it anywhere you want. And then it's not an inyan of what is the world thinks about laptops. It has to do with what you think about your laptop. Now, Mukseh Khamat Chisaron Kis has to do if it's valuable to you or it's not valuable to you. Let's give another example. You have pictures on the wall. The picture, nobody wants to touch their pictures. For some people, the pictures are so important that you treat them as muqsam hamal khasaram kids. For some people, it's nothing. It's worthless. They don't care, right? Then you have to see for yourself if to you is that important. That you have to be honest to yourself. If that thing, that item is so important to you, then you have to treat the muqsam khasaram. If it does not, then you could treat it any way you want. You could pick them up. Then it would have a dinner kiddush and achtol eisur. Then you could put them. You could move them around. The surah gufor, the surah makomo. The another thing. One example is a DVD player, right? Or CD player. CD players are so cheap today. Used to be a tape recorder was very expensive. Today, tape recorder, CD player. Or DVD player, could buy them for $20 today, right? Nobody cares about any of these things anymore. They could throw them anywhere they want and buy a new one tomorrow. Again, it has to do with you, how important they are to you. Then if, based on your chashivut, you could treat them as a muqsam achat hasaron kids or kereshon achto leisur. Used to be also that an empty piece of paper, right? It would have a dinar muqsam achat hasaron kids because paper was so expensive. If you left a piece of paper on the table, nobody wanted to touch them because by touching that paper, it's not usable. It's not, you can't use it anymore. Today, a sheet of paper, right, blank sheet of paper, is worthless, right? Therefore, today does not have a dinar muqsam achat hasaron kids. Used to have dinar muqsam achat hasaron kids. Now, I'll give you examples of what everybody holds that does a dinar muqsam achat hasaron kids. A birth certificate, right? If you have a birth certificate that's laid on the table, that's muqsam achat hasaron kids. If you have receipts for taxes, that is muqsam achat hasaron kids. Or you have business papers or credit cards, stamps, right? Computers, expensive computers, pictures on the wall for some people, and one that everybody holds is the muqsam achat hasaron kids is etrog. If you left your etrog on Shabbos on the table, Shabbos Chol HaMoed, that is for everybody muqsam achat hasaron kids. Nobody wants their etrog to be touched, to be pasul, right? Therefore, if somebody left their etrog in the middle of the Shabbos table, you cannot move your table either. You can't turn your table down to for the etrog to fall down. You are stuck. That's one time that you are stuck. Huh? No, the sukkah is fine. Could eat it after sukkah. But on Shabbos, if you don't have a place to take your etrog, that's the only table you got. The only way you could get around that, you have to get a non-Jew to pick it up and put it away. You cannot touch it, you cannot move the table, you have to find that another place to eat.
You can use the table.
You could sit on the table, but you cannot, that's sitting in the middle of the table.
You can be around it.
You can't put your toilet on top of the etrog. It depends what your etrog is. The etrog is by the fish or by the toilet. You have to figure that out. Muqsam Hamad Gufo. The fourth category is Muqsam Hamad Gufo, which is this category of the Muqsa is not usable for anything. In other words, is an item that it cannot, it doesn't have a din of a kli, and it cannot be used for anything kosher, anything mutar on Shabbos. What would be example of that? A piece of stone, a rock. A rock is not usable for anything and doesn't have a din of a kli. Therefore, if somebody has a rock sitting in the middle of his table, as a din of muqsam hamad gufo, and for that, that also has a din that he cannot remove it or touch it, afilu lesor gufo mekomo, that you are also stuck with that. Now, few examples of that. Uncooked food. Let's say you have a piece of chicken, not cooked. Right? That as a dina mukta mechamat gufo. You have fruits that are not ready to be eaten. Let's say you have a banana, it's raw. It's not cooked, it's not ripe yet. Right? Checks, money, all this stuff, or money order, any of these things, they have a dina mukse mechamat gufo. If one of these things left somewhere, we cannot touch them, we cannot move them, and you cannot use your elbow. Cannot do that either. What you can do, you have, that's another example, would be uncooked eggs. If you have uncooked eggs, that's also dina mukse mechamat gufo, or have rice, not cooked rice, or beans, any type of food which is not edible and they are not cooked or ready to be eaten, they have that din also. Now, what happens is that let's say you have your refrigerator or freezer opened up and if you don't close them, you're going to lose a lot of money, right? The problem is that when you close your refrigerator or freezer door, they are basis, ledavar asur, and then it could be a problematic. What can you do in order to take care of that? You could close them for one reason, because they are edible to animals. Therefore, it's not totally mukse mechamat gufo. You understand what I'm saying? A chicken which is not edible, a raw chicken is not edible. I said it's a Muslim Hamad Gufa. But some say, you know what? It's not totally usable. I could give it to my dog. Right? But I'm not, anyway, it's very far fetched heter. For the Shahada de Chak, and you're going to lose a lot of money, you could use that if your freezer door is open, you could close it based on this heter, because some dog somewhere is going to eat your raw chicken. That's the heter.
You wouldn't close the refrigerator. What about the other food in the refrigerator?
Most of the foods that are there are all mukse. What do you put in your freezer? Raw chicken, raw meat,
eggs.
Freezer. You put your eggs in the freezer.
On the freezer.
Yeah. I hope you don't put your eggs there. Okay. A toilet paper, right, is not considered a mukse. A lot of people think the toilet paper is mukse, but it's not mukse, because it could be used the way it is without cutting it also. Therefore, it's not considered a mukse. Leftover food. The question that so many times comes up is, what's the story with that? When you eat your food, let's say you have bones, you have chicken bones, or you have peels of the fruit, or you have eggshells, all sitting on the table. None of these are usable or edible. I hope not. Then what do you do with these things? Now, how can you clean up your table? The reason you are allowed to clean it up, because they are usable for animals, therefore, the fact that are usable for something mutar on Shabbat, you are allowed to clean up your table and throw them away. That's one heter. Another heter that you are allowed to do that, because if you leave it there, that becomes muse, right? It becomes a shell of muse. And therefore, you are allowed to move that also for that reason. If you have a keychain, a keychain that you cannot use them for, and you have a keychain on the keychain, you have your house keys, you have your car keys, you have your office keys, you have keys that are mukse. What should you do? First of all, on Erev Shabbat, you should not use a keychain that has your car keys on it. Because if you want to use it on Shabbat, so your keychain, your car keys should be... The reason is because we don't know Which one is more important, your house key or your car key? To you, some people, their cars are very important. Some people, their car, their home is more important because it's safek. If one of them has to be tafel to the other one, because we don't know which one is tafel to the other one, therefore should take your car keys out. Now, what happens if you didn't take your car keys out? Then we have an issue that then you have to decide what's more important for you. If your car is more important than the house, and you cannot move, you cannot carry or move that keychain. But if it's not, then if your house key is more important, then you could do it. If you have your buttons fell down from the clothing on Shabbos, right? If you are eventually you are going to put that buttons back, then you are allowed to move it and put it somewhere safe. Or let's say handle of something fell down, the handle of the door came off. If you are eventually going to put that handle back, you are allowed to put it away, and it's not considered muksa because eventually it's going to be put back. If you have the invitations, the people get invitations for the weddings, bar mitzvahs, even that the time is past already, you are allowed to touch them, you are allowed to look at them, because you could learn a lot of things from them. Right? One is allowed to touch a mukse as long as you don't move it. Because you can touch a car. Right? A car, you are allowed to touch it, because by negia, by itself, is not a problem. The only time that is a problem, if he's going to move. Therefore, somebody wants to lean on his car on Shabbos, technically, is not a problem, because is you are not moving anything. If your car, if you are heavy, you are overweight, and the car is light, then you got a problem. So we have to figure that out. If you have got that, then you really need to lose weight. Okay? If you light a Shabbos candle on a tray, and you want to use the tray on Shabbos morning, right, after the candles went off, the best thing is to do that you put a siddur in that your tray before Shabbos, or put a chal on the tray, then after the lights go off, the candles go off, then you could use your tray for whatever you want. But if you didn't do that, can you make it tonight? Make a condition before you light the candle. Say, I want to use that tray after the candles go off. According to Shulchan Aruch, it's mutar. According to Rama, it's asur. Now, one is allowed to touch or to move any kind of a mukse. Another was, I could kick the mukse, I could move the mukse with my foot, I could move the mukse with my elbow, I could turn the table in any form or shape. I could move the mukse as long as I don't move it in a normal way. Therefore, all the mukse, Muhammad Chisaron Kiz, mukse Muhammad Gufo, mukse Muhammad, anything, any type of a mukse, one is allowed to do it. For kelacharyat, which means not in a normal way. Okay, let's get some questions here.